Clay Pope from the Oklahoma Association of Conservation Districts. Clay, as you stop and salute conservation today here at the state capitol, good time to kind of just reflect a little bit on some of the good things that have happened over this last year. And I know that you're really proud of the way that we've been able to do so much in the area of especially, for example, cleaning up some of our water supplies.
Absolutely. One of the things that we're going to be announcing next month is we have another list of streams that are going to be coming off of the 303D list, the EPA impaired list. And more importantly, we have another 100 to 130, we believe, that we're going to be able to show that we're candidates to go on the list that won't have to. Because of the work that agriculture producers are doing, that those farmers and ranchers and other landowners, the work they're undertaking in those watersheds through cost share programs, going out and doing work on the land to make sure that we're protecting that resource for all of us. You look at that, then of course you look at what we saw this last year where, you know, we had the driest year on record ever in the history of Oklahoma. We didn't see the return of the dust storms. There was some dirt moving around, but nothing like we saw in the 30s and the 50s. And again, that's a testimony to the hard work that those agriculture producers are doing in partnership with their local districts, with the USDA Natural Resources Conservation Service and the Conservation Commission. Working with that partnership, making sure that we're doing what we can to protect the environment while we're making sure that we're producing the food and fiber that we all need to survive as a civilization. So we're excited about that, and it's great to have a chance to recognize the work of a lot of good folks.
Now, today, obviously, you're recognizing landowners, to some of the folks with the conservation district themselves as far as the directors, conservation district, and all these various parts kind of pulled together. It's just kind of a cooperative effort, isn't it?
Absolutely. You know, you've got the outstanding district, which is kind of the focal point where those federal and state programs go through those local districts, because, you know, those districts are made up of local landowners. The board that runs that district sets the priorities on how those programs are run in their area. That's the outstanding conservation district, recognizing the work that they do, recognizing an individual district from or a district director from those boards, an individual man or a woman who has shown outstanding service in the capacity as a district director. And then recognizing the outstanding landowner cooperator, because at the end of the day, without that agriculture producer out there willing to put their own money into it, because we got to remember, this is cost share we're talking about. They're putting their own money on the land. A lot of times they're doing things that, for at least in the short term, is going to affect their productivity, but in the long run it'll be more sustainable and it's a better deal. But we recognize the landowner that's done the work on their land themselves, and then recognizing folks like our educators that help make sure that the future generations of Oklahomans understand what needs to be done to maintain our natural resources, and then our friends with the media, folks like yourself who go out there and tell a good story and make sure that that work is recognized and we all know what's going on. So yes, it's a chance to recognize a lot of those pieces of that puzzle and give a little pat on the back to the folks who make all this happen.
You mentioned the federal programs. Obviously, we're coming up a rewrite of a 2012 Farm Bill. We've got, of course, the chairman of the House Agriculture Committee in our state, so I know you continue to have a dialogue with him about trying to make sure these conservation programs make it into that new piece of legislation.
Well, and we're actually cautiously optimistic as we look and move forward in the debate on the Farm Bill. If you look at the markup that was put together by Chairman Lucas and Chairwoman Stabenow all to go to the Super Committee, there were some changes in the conservation title. Some of them we liked a little bit better than others, but by and large, the conservation title that was put together to go to the Super Committee was a good piece of legislation and one that we wholeheartedly supported. There needs to be some changes. There needs to be some part. You know, we have to do our part to help balance the budget as well, but at the end of the day, making sure that those tools are there to help agriculture producers to deal with these challenges that we see in the natural resource area through voluntary incentive-based programs, that goal was really well-defined in that bill. We're hopeful as the Senate, it looks like, is going to try to move something maybe by the end of the month. We're from what we hear, you never know for sure, but from what we hear on the chairwoman's mark, that looks like something very similar to what we saw going forward to the Super Committee. I know Mr. Lucas has expressed his support for a lot of that language as well. We're excited. I mean, there's a lot of challenges. We've got a lot of issues that we have to face that really and truly step beyond conservation as far as some of the ins and outs. You always have an election year, and it seems like we've got kind of a heated environment up there right now. But we're hopeful everybody can come together and not only come forward with a farm bill that provides us the resources where we can continue to feed and clothe the world and our nation, but also has those tools in there to make sure that we do it in a way where we're maintaining those resources to continue that production in the future and protect the environment that benefits all of us.
Too much heartburn being felt because of maybe a few less acres in CRP going forward?
Well, I think there's a good discussion to have about CRP. I think when you look at how when CRP was originally done, a lot of people forget, and one of the reasons why it's an FSA program instead of an NRCS program is when it's first put forward, it was as much about supply control as it was conservation.
Sure.
Excuse me. So there was a lot of whole farm sign-up that practice good conservation by taking a lot of highly erodible land out of production, but at the same time there was some class 1 and 2 and some class 3 land that was included in some of those signups as well. I think there's some things that can be done with those acres, maybe allowing some of that class 1 and 2 land especially to come back into production while making sure that those acres that really never should have been broke out stay in grass. There may be some options that, you know, you could look at. There was some talk about doing something about a reduced rental payment while allowing some partial grazing or doing something along those lines. And then, of course, you know, you could move some of those dollars over to water quality too, because I think there's some discussion that we can have there. CRP is an outstanding program. At the same time, I do think there is room, like with all conservation programs, there's room for a chance to redo it, do a little bit of reform, but make sure that you're providing that basic conservation that we need. And if you look at the areas in western Oklahoma, you know, the Texas Panhandle and West Texas and western Kansas, I think it's extremely important that we're mindful that a lot of that country should have never been broke out to begin with. Now, there's ways you can put it back into production, not necessarily putting it under the plow, but allowing ruminant animals to go out there and utilize that to produce that food and fiber, or doing some other things along those lines. So I think, you know, you never like to see those acres reduced, but I think if we're careful, if we're mindful, if they do move back into working lands, it's done with an eye toward conservation. There's some things we can do within those parameters.
Executive Director of the Oklahoma Association of Conservation Districts, Clay Pope, visiting with us. I'm Ron Hayes on the OklahomaFarmReport.com.